There is a slick little magazine that's been around only since December of 1981, and it's designed for a neighborhood that New Yorkers once thought was doomed. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. It's called Columbus Avenue, the magazine of the Upper West Side. As the area above Lincoln Center began to explode with new restaurants, galleries, and co-ops, community leader Mary Frances Shaughnessy thought it was time to launch a new magazine reflecting the neighborhood's new image.
I put together a team, my editor and art director. We each put in a small amount of money and have been putting in additional amounts of money, as most small businesses, but it looks like we might be turning the corner at this point.
Shaughnessy says Columbus Avenue Magazine was originally designed to be purely an advertising vehicle, but as the ads came, it became necessary to make a greater editorial effort.
We do service pieces, where to buy such a thing. The most recent issue has an article about day camps on the West Side. We've done articles on private schools. We've done articles on where to find a dressmaker on the West Side. And the other articles are what you might call historical or institutional, talking about people, places, institutions on the Upper West Side.
Columbus Avenue Magazine is decidedly non-controversial.
We don't advocate. We don't take stands. We have one article where we invite guests writers to write about whatever they want to. The Upper West Side right now is so fragile in terms of what's happening with the development and everything that we don't need another voice to create dissension.
It's also certain Shaughnessy doesn't want to jeopardize her advertising base. With a distribution of 25,000 copies, the magazine is given away, delivered to the lobbies of larger West Side apartment buildings, as well as to selected stores. A couple of magazine shops also stock it. It carries a $1.50 cover price, and subscriptions are available at $15 a year. Oddly enough, there's one West Side street where it is hard to find Columbus Avenue Magazine.
Probably the most difficult street to find the magazine is Columbus Avenue.
Mary Frances Shaughnessy, publisher of Columbus Avenue Magazine. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.